This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about the sad loss of a pastor to suicide. That story, right after this short message.
Did you know that you can explore Liberty University's 7,000-acre campus from home with a virtual 360-degree tour? Discover their world-class academic, athletic, and dining facilities from a distance and get all of your questions answered through a one-on-one video session with an admissions team member. Don't put your dreams on hold. Text CHARISMA to the number 49596. Again, text CHARISMA to the number 49596.
According to the CDC, approximately 123 Americans take their own lives every day. That's one person every 12 minutes. And unfortunately, pastors aren't immune to the depression that can lead to suicide. Megachurch pastor Darren Patrick's May 7th death has been officially ruled a suicide, according to the Franklin County, Missouri Sheriff's Department. The Seacoast Church teaching pastor sadly died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Seacoast Church has 14 campuses and is grieving the loss of one of their gifted teachers. Before joining the South Carolina-based Seacoast Church, Darren Patrick was the founding pastor of Journey Church in St. Louis. Elders of Journey Church said that he was terminated from the church for misconduct, inappropriate meetings, conversations, and phone calls with two women, and abuse of power. But to his credit, Darren went through 26 months of restoration counseling and had begun preaching again, but not in a senior pastor role. Personal friend of Patrick, Pastor Robert Gallaty of Long Hollow Baptist, said that pastors are great at helping other people, but often don't know what to do when they themselves struggle. They try to keep up appearances and try to handle their struggles on their own. Unfortunately, Darren Patrick isn't alone in succumbing to suicide. 30-year-old Pastor Jared Wilson and 30-year-old Pastor Andrew Stolkin both have preached about depression and mental health, but still ended up taking their own lives. Pastor Rick Warren of Saddleback Church lost his son, Matthew, in 2013 after his battle with depression. Warren said that we never help people with our strengths like we think we do. We help people with our weaknesses. As a young pastor, Warren also experienced mental illness. He encourages pastors not to give up on ministry and to admit their own weaknesses. Pray for your pastors. If you or someone you know is struggling with depression and suicidal thoughts, get help. It's okay to admit your weaknesses, because in the Apostle Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, he said that God told him, "My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I am glad to boast about my weakness, so that the power of Christ can work through me. That's why I take pleasure in my weakness and the insults, hardship, persecutions, and troubles that I suffer for Christ. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Admitting your struggle and getting help isn't a sign of weakness. It's a sign that you are letting Christ's power work in you. For more great content from Charisma Media, go to charismamediaaudio.com and check out the Charisma Media Audio app. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.